With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House gives final approval to President Trump's request to claw back about $9 billion from far-left public broadcasting and foreign aid. As Republicans intensify their efforts to target institutions and programs that are bloated, the House passed the bill by a vote of 216 to 213. It now goes to the president for his signature. Top aides to former President Biden will speak with members of the House Oversight Committee. The panel will hear from former Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, White House Counsel Office Spokesperson Ian Sam, Senior Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates, and Chief of Staff Jeff Zients. The meetings come in connection to the panel's probe into Biden's mental acuity while in office and the thousands of pardons signed by an auto pen. President Trump undergoes medical testing for mild swelling in his legs and bruising on one of his hands. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the recent pictures show the bruising on the back of his hand.
This is consistent with minor soft tissue irritation from frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin, which is taken as part of a standard cardiovascular prevention regimen. This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy.
The skin thins as one ages. A pollster has some advice for Republicans deciding whether to extend the health care tax credit set to expire later this year.
Pollster John McLaughlin says as a campaign aide, he helped President Trump recraft the Republican Party into what he calls a working class coalition.
Basically, the caddies are running the country club. But the caddies need health care.
Hence the tax credits for workers forced to buy their own insurance plans in the open market. His polling shows those credits are supported by the vast majority of Republican voters.
So if you really want to take a hit in the next election, don't extend the tax credits.
McLaughlin tells the Salem Radio Network Republicans must make sure those cuts don't expire as scheduled in the fall.
This is SRN News. The World Health Organization releases its abortion numbers.
73 million. That's how many abortions the WHO says took place all around the globe in 2024. 73 million is more than the population of the United Kingdom. It's more than the population of France and twice the population of Poland. The WHO also reports that 60% of unintended pregnancies result in abortion. Of course, the WHO itself is one of the biggest promoters of abortion on the planet, pressuring pro-life countries to change their laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal agency responsible for enforcing laws against workplace discrimination will allow some complaints filed by those posing as the opposite sex to move forward, shifting course from earlier guidance that indefinitely stalled such cases. The EEOC says if new worker complaints involve hiring, discharge, or promotion, they'll be investigated. This is SRN News. U.S. consumers picked up their spending last month.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased by a better-than-expected 0.6% in June, after declining nearly 1% in May. And the increase was across the board. Sales in clothing and accessories, health and personal care, and restaurants all increased, as did online sales and sales for autos and automotive parts. Only department store sales and sales of electronics and appliances dropped. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Trump reportedly planning to sign an executive order that would clear the way for 401k retirement accounts to invest in private assets. The Wall Street Journal says the executive order would direct the SEC and the Labor Department to develop regulatory guidance for employers about including private market investments in 401k plans. Private market investments include venture capital, real estate, and hedge funds that are not publicly traded. More details at srnnews.com.